do their best. It's a conference that I like to say it's Division II, but they like to do things at the Division I level, the way a lot of Division I schools try to do it. But the division at the Division II level, I don't know about the other conferences, but I, from top to bottom in the MIAA, every school does a really good job of making sure it's easy to get to someplace, get what you need, and so you can do your job, because they all understand, hey, there's a job to be done by everybody. And my hat's off to all the SIDs in the MIAA, all the coaches and administrators who have made my trips to their schools a little more enjoyable. I say thank you to them.
Oh, no doubt about that. I tell you, one of the things that I think makes the MIAA basketball tournament such a great tournament is just the fact that we're all there together at the same time and get a chance to just kind of, outside of the games, just enjoy each other's company. And to me, that's one of the greatest aspects of what the MIAA basketball tournaments have become. And, of course, we got the fall MIAA media event coming up on Tuesday. It's not going to be the same not seeing you there. But, again, it's one of those events where everybody gets together and has a chance to just enjoy each other for a while.
Yeah. Talk and visit and find out, okay, what's new in your life, how things going, and hey, what do you think about your team's chances, and get their perspective. And yeah, I'm going to miss being there, but somewhere down the line I might have to make plans to make it to a couple of the MIAA media days. And
I think you should. It's also a good chance to hear the coaches lie about the teams.
Yeah, that's true too. You know, I was just thinking, all those times that we were at the MIAA tournament, and I always had other things on my mind too. Okay, I got to get this done, and I need to get back to Emporia because I need to get this done and that done. You know, I wish I would have taken some time and gotten a bunch of us together and say, hey, let's go down to Johnny's Tavern, or let's go down to this place, and let's just hang out for a while. Let's just relax and chill and de-stress after a day of basketball.
You can do that this year. Now that you don't have to worry about getting on the air, you can kind of be the park coordinator for everybody.
You can go hold the table. You can go hold the table.
Yeah,
court is in session.
There you go. Yeah, you can take that and run with it. I think everybody would be good to follow.
Yeah, hey, John, I do appreciate your friendship over the years. You have set the bar high for a lot of us broadcasters in the MIAA, and I wish you continued success.
Well, I appreciate that as well. And, again, the conference couldn't be the same without having you in it. But, again, what a great career you put together, and I know you've got a lot of good things coming up in your future.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Oh, you bet.
John Coffey, voice of Northwest Missouri. Talk about a broadcaster who's had a fairly decent run covering teams, right?
Yeah. National championships, football, men's basketball, and even some stretches where women's basketball has been really good. I know John doesn't do a lot of women's basketball games because he has other people. He's with he works for the university in their radio, multimedia department, teaching radio, TV, and so he's had some students that have done some of the women's games over the years. And
he's had that, but he hasn't had quite the range of success of being able to call not just a football national championship game, not just a women's basketball national championship game, but a baseball championship game, a softball championship game. You've had quite a run there.
Nice range of different successes. So,
and that's, I think, what has made this stretch so ring. And you'd like to maybe win more championships and play in a few more championships, but sometimes you have to Roy Williams used to say, sometimes you have to enjoy the ride.
Yep.
Sometimes sometimes that ride ends sooner than you want it to, but sometimes you just have to enjoy the ride, and sometimes that ride, you just let's see where it takes us, and it doesn't always end at the end of the roller coaster ride. Sometimes it ends in the middle, and you're hanging upside down. But I think that's what makes covering athletics for me so much fun. You never know what's really going to happen. Mm-hmm. You kind of have an idea. Sometimes, and sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're wrong, but I wish I would have maybe taken more time to enjoy those rides. I've made this comment to a number of football coaches over the years when I, during our visit to the other side during the season. You know, sometimes I don't take the time to enjoy a football game for what it is, a darn good football game. Emporia State may win it, they may not win it, but sometimes you have to realize, hey, that was a really good football game that I had a chance to broadcast. And sometimes you get so caught up in the game and the wins and the losses and that kind of stuff, you don't just really say, you know, that was a heck of a football game, or that was a heck of a basketball game.
Yeah, you just kind of get caught up in the job and whatnot and don't take a chance to enjoy it. Back to the phone lines we go, I believe. A good old friend, Matt Walters from the K-State Radio Network. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. We need to get a little more purple injected into this show.
Do we? All right, go ahead and inject it.
I just got to tell you, I did not know that Greg was hanging it up until earlier in the week, and it was like a car wreck. I was stunned. I was floored to know that his time there in Emporia was coming to a close, but I spent, once I got out of bed this morning, watching that tribute video on Twitter, and one, it was well done, and I'll tell you, I remember learning who Greg Ray was back when I started radio career at 15 in Russell and in high school, and who the voice of the Emporia State Hornets was at that time. And to think that 35 years has flown by just like that is mind-boggling. And everything in that tribute video was spot on. Greg, I commend you. I salute you. You are somebody that people have looked up to in the broadcasting world in this state. And, well, I tell you, it's going to be different when I step foot into Welch Stadium next or into White Auditorium, or when Emporia State comes to Ramblers Coliseum for an exhibition basketball game to not see you or hear your voice. But when I found out from Don Wiest and Twitter that you were hanging it up, it caused me some pause, and I wish you nothing but the very best.
Well, thanks, Matt. I do appreciate that. Yeah. We go back to some high school days, sharing phone lines when those were the way you broadcasted games. You and Dewey Terrell at KJCK, I thought that was you and Dewey were really two of the stalwarts as far as high school sports was concerned around the area, along with, of course, Tim Miller and from the old Centennial League days. Of course, nobody really covered the Topeka schools on a regular basis. But with you covering Manhattan High and Dewey, of course, Junction City, and Tim and Emporia High, I thought that was probably about as good of a high school trio of broadcasters that could cover high school sports in the state of Kansas as there is.
Well, it was always a treat coming to Emporia early on in my career here in Manhattan when the wrestling room was closed up top, and we were waiting frantically for that to get opened so we could get tables set up to do a basketball game.
And so forth.
I got to know him that way. Fortunately, it was on a positive note, and he didn't put me in a Granby or anything like that trying to get set up. But the, I go back to watching that video this morning, Greg, and, you know, I always appreciated your friendship and your attitude and the way you go about your business. One of your cohorts, I think it might have been Chuck in that video, said, you know, there's this is a business that's rife with people with attitudes, and never got that from you. I got it from Tim a little bit, but not from you. And you have so much to be proud of, and the fact that you're in the Hall of Honor just speaks volumes for not just what you have done to this point as a broadcaster, but just the kind of dude that you are. And again, I can't say enough to what you've meant in my broadcasting life. And you're one of those guys that, you know, that I strive to be like and climb the ladder and develop the relationships with the parents, the coaches, the administrators, the fans. So again, I salute you. And the only thing that's left to say is, have a good day, my man.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I do appreciate that.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the phone call.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Walters of the K-State Radio Network. And so good to hear from Matt. Known him for a very long time. Good guy.
Chili Dog.
Yeah. There you go.
That's his Twitter Chili handle.
Dog. There you go. Let's while we have a moment, let's go ahead and take our first break, and then we'll come back with more here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means hitting the road for those fun summer activities. And it also means summer savings on the right vehicle for you. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cabs. And we have new Chevy models arriving daily, so we'll have the right one for you. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models in stock. We have pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models ready for those summer family adventures. And remember, Longbine Auto Certified Service will help keep your travel plans and your vehicle in top condition, too. So, for summer savings, right now, come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at longbineautoplaza.com. Chevy, find new roads. 1,750 consumer cash, 1,250 trade allowance, 1,000 Chevy select bonus, plus TTNL, rebates assigned to dealer.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The track and field season wrapped up in June, but several NCAA athletes competed in this month's USATF Outdoor Championships. 20 collegiate competitors finished in the top three of their events, which qualified them for next month's World Championships in Budapest. Maddie Harris, a javelin thrower from Nebraska, won her event with a throw of 199 feet and 3 inches. She's a two-time Big Ten javelin champion and two-time All-American. Kenneth Rooks, a junior from BYU, took home first place in the steeplechase. The four-time All-American fell during the event, but got back on his feet to win the gold.
Before the race, that's a scenario I went through. If I fell, what would I do? I was like, okay, if I fall, just got to get back up, work my way back up slowly. If I get up close to the pack, I'm feeling good. We'll see what happens.
A possible mix-up to the madness. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
They met this month to discuss expansion of the 68-team field. While no changes were implemented, there could be a new look for the tournament soon. In January, the D1 Transformation Committee recommended the expansion of postseason play to include 25% of the participating schools. That would mean 88 teams would be in the field, since there are currently 351 institutions that play D1 men's basketball. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Good morning once again for 14 KBOE, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, Mix 104.9. Tegan Trahoon here at the parking lot at 7th and Merchant for the Emporia Farmers Market and the annual Homegrown Celebration here in downtown Emporia. I am very happy now to be joined by Farmers Market Director, the one and only Tricia Fullerton. You don't have to laugh about that. It's true. You are the one and only that we know of.
That's true. I am.
Well, first and foremost, Tricia, we do appreciate you joining us, taking a little time out of your day. Talk to me a little bit about what it means to be able to host this festival and what it really means to not only the farmers market, but really to your vendors.
Yeah, this event is so much fun. I missed it last year because I wasn't feeling well. So I'm super excited to be here this year. ESB does a great job putting all of this on for us, having all of the games and things. It's great for our vendors because it just really brings in a lot of people. We really are a community item. People can come in, family time. We'll have, every Saturday, we have activities for kids. Our vendors just love to see new people. We have our regulars that come here all the time, and we love them, but we love when we bring in a new crowd as well. So we like to have special events like this.
Well, and then, of course, you add in the watermelon contest. And I know you all have really embraced the watermelon theme here today, as you have so many different samples of things up there on the kiosk. Can you talk a little bit about what people can sample when they come into the farmer's market?
Yeah, you can come in and get some great samples. Besides the watermelon that we will have later, we have some watermelon-infused water, and we have a watermelon salsa that you can try, and a watermelon tomato salad. Free samples that you can just give a try, and we will post the recipes later on Facebook so that you can have those.
I was going to ask, I might need the recipe, because the samples alone, I can smell them from over here. They smell amazing, so I'm going to have to definitely give you a few taste tests.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've made that with ingredients from our vendors here, who have, for the most part, they're great about donating things for us so that we can do that, and then we love to give them a shout out and say, hey, this is where we got these items. You can buy those yourself. You can make these items with stuff from the farmer's market.
Literally everything here, homegrown. It really fits into the theme.
Definitely. It is all homegrown, homemade. That is a requirement for our farmer's market. You have to make it or grow it yourself, and it's here in the land of Kansas.
Fantastic. Well, Trisha, I will not hold you up any longer. I know you got a lot to do, so thank you so much for your time. Go enjoy the festival. I know you're going to be busy throughout the day, but we do appreciate everything that you all do, and happy to always see the farmer's market in full swing. There's a lot of people out here today, and I think it's a testament to what you all do.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here, and we hope everybody will come out and join us today.
Well, make sure that you do. You still got time for the watermelon contest, which about 8:45 till about 9 o'clock. That's about the time frame we're looking at. We'll also have a conversation with ESB Financial President Michael Black following the competition, kind of get his thoughts on how the things are going. But the farmer's market goes until 10:30 this morning at the parking lot at 7th and Merchant here in downtown Emporia. So make sure, even if you can't make it for the watermelon contest, still come on down. Take part in the farmer's market. Come see some great local produce and options here available through local vendors. It's a great time. For 14 KVOE 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, Mix 104.9, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk. Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood, Greg Ray, Don Wiest, all in studio as we pay, well, a final tribute to Greg here. Of course, again, kind of a spinoff of the on-air chat on Wednesday. Had a lot of great guests that day. That came on board and had well wishes for Greg, and we continue that with Greg and some of the other guests. We've heard from John Coffey already from Northwest Missouri, from Matt Walters at the K-State Radio Network, and Greg, as you come in, I guess one thing you're doing, though, you're saving yourself an hour of packing, right? I mean, Bernie's doing the work this morning, isn't she?
We told our daughter to get home. She can start packing her stuff. No, yeah, she's done a lot of the packing. I did a little bit this last week, but I just didn't have the motivation.
It just wasn't there. Huh?
The motivation just wasn't there. I'll probably get a little bit of that here today and this weekend and for early part of next week. And we don't have a ton of stuff. Over the last 3-4 weeks, we've sent a lot of stuff to the landfill.
That's not all bad.
No, and there's some more stuff that'll probably end up going there before it's all said and done. And it does amaze me how much stuff. And I'll use the word stuff instead of the word I used earlier. Yeah.
Keep it clean, Greg. Keep it clean.
That we had in the basement and in the house. And we accumulated, and my wife says, we're never doing this again. Move? She goes, no, keeping the kids' stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Well, that's what happens when both Dan and Megan graduated in 2011 and 2013. You can get rid of that stuff a little bit earlier than expected.
Well, some of it was brought into the house after they graduated. So
that's not right.
Well, Dan hasn't left as much stuff because when he went to the Navy, he only took the clothes that was on his back.
Well, that's a good thing.
And he hasn't brought much back since then. So it's Megan that has used our race storage unit.
Oh, that's great. We can go back to the phone lines. We have Jesse Newell with us, of course, an Emporia native and currently the Chiefs beat writer for the KC Star. Good morning, Jesse.
Morning. I'm here to make everybody feel old except for Dylan.
Well, thank you, Jesse. We appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Don Weed, my little league umpire from 30 years ago.
There you go,
Tim
Don.
Miller was covering, when Tim Miller was covering my classmates' basketball games in high school, he had all brown hair.
So. Thank you, Jesse.
We don't all use the Grecian formula like I think you're doing.
No, but in all seriousness, guys, I always wanted to cover sports growing up, and I thought that would be a cool job. And in middle school, they asked me, who do you want to shadow? Who would you want to shadow in Emporia? And I chose Greg Ray. And you think back, I mean, anything can happen in life. It depends on your experiences and who you meet up with. And I just remember being so wowed that day. Greg took the time. He let me go on the air. He took me around. It was so cool. And from there, I wanted to work in sports still. And a lot of that was for Greg Ray. Now, listen, I thought maybe I could replace him someday at KBOE. So, like, the smartest thing I've ever done for my wife and my kids' sake, for them to have food on the table, was to not try to do that, because there would have been a big 20-year gap to try to figure out what the heck I was going to do with my life. Greg Ray at KBOE. Very hungry wife and child would have wound up that way. But I can tell you this, guys, that from looking at this from all angles, really, the thing about Greg, I just never knew when he slept. And he was on the morning shows. He was at all the high schools. He was always around. And that was really cool when we were athletes. It was really annoying when I was at the Gazette, because everybody expected me to do the same thing. But, you know, when I think of Greg, I think of work ethic. I don't know of anybody in the industry that I've met that has worked harder than him. But I also think of one thing, which was when I played Legion ball, every day in the summer, which should have been his offseason, because he'd been at Emporia State games, he went to all the area high schools, did his own interviews, he went to Emporia High and made the rounds. He was there every night for our Legion games. And when we were 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, we felt like the Royals when he came out there and interviewed us. And I just still remember to this day, whenever we got interviewed, I got interviewed, my brother got interviewed, my sister got interviewed, we would get our cassette into the recorder and record it the next morning. And we felt like $1 million because Greg was out there to make somebody's day feel special. And so I think I speak for probably thousands of athletes in the Emporia area, and then obviously Olpe, Madison, wherever you're going to go, Emporia State, where Greg made us feel that way because he showed up. And I think that's the thing I'll remember most about Greg. So congrats, Greg. Like I said, I've been with you, and we know not only that you're a great person, but you're a great driver, because Don would actually let you drive to some of these trips back when he was done with his Diet Cokes for the night on the Emporia State trip. But congrats, well-deserved. And like I said, you've made thousands of people like me feel really special in the Emporia area, because you always showed up and you're always there, and I always admire that.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, Jesse.
Jesse, thanks for thanks for calling in, Jesse.
Yep, thanks so much.
Yeah. All right, Jesse Newell.
See you later, Jesse.
You know, and you know what he was talking about. Sometime for me, you know, it's humbling when you hear that. That's the way they looked at it. For me, I was I've said this a couple times. For me, I was doing my job,
right?
But I tried to do it in a way where hopefully it was special for them. And I didn't realize how special it was for those people, for those particular interviews, and what it meant to them and what it meant to their families. And I'm glad I was able to make that happen for them and bring that joy and bring that those memories for them. And it is humbling when you hear stuff like that.
Well, and you think about it, I mean, what you've done, what kind of our marching orders are here at KVOE, I mean, with the live and local philosophy, there is no high school, I've no doubt, that gets the coverage that this high school does, and Dylan will be continuing with that. They really, I mean, and I've heard this from coaches, Greg, I know you have too. I mean, these kids are. I mean, we help them certainly feel like celebrities. They feel like they're big time, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I mean, they get great coverage, and they appreciate it. And obviously, as we're hearing, I mean, it was greatly appreciated by a lot of these. Of course, I call Jesse a kid still, I guess.
He's still a kid.
Yeah, but you know, you hear from it, but it is rewarding, I'm sure, for you to hear those kind of things.
It makes it worth it.
Yep, well, and absolutely. Greg, I'll say it's something I have probably overlooked over the time is just how much you've helped us prepare people for interviews. I mean, that is one of the things I've really appreciated about you. I will always set up certain little interview sessions, and I could always count on you being there. If I ever said one, you were going to be there, and you would talk to anybody that I had. Because sometimes I would just bring those kids in so they'd get them prepared for when we had an actual game, just to have them on the microphone. And you just stepped right up, got into them, got it going. If they didn't understand the question or didn't get it right, you knew how to ask it the right way so that they could get you a good response. Now, sometimes I remember there was one where we had to actually have, I think, Gabe Cleveland was a linebacker for us, and he had to actually turn around to Coach Nardo and say, no, how did we do that? So, but, you know, you were able to go with that and help us with that and the way you've helped prepare our people. And I hear people later on say, you know, your kids did great in the postgame interview. And it's half that's because of you, man. You're the one who helped do it and helped get those kids ready for it.
All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and we're going to hear from Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. It's the honor to get to come on and congratulate Greg on such an amazing career. And can't even begin to imagine 1,500 basketball games, you know, almost 350 football games. Just unbelievable legacy he leaves behind. And yeah, I don't think he's done working. If he's moving to Lawrence, we're gonna try to pull him out of retirement a time or two and have him as one of our nearby fill-ins whenever an opportunity presents itself. So just such a great guy, but a tremendous broadcaster and somebody our state has been lucky to have as one of its voices for the last 3.5 decades. So really appreciate the chance to come on and share some of those memories. And like I said, I hope that while he may be hanging up his Emporia State gear, I hope he's not done calling games, because that's a tremendous announcer that hopefully we can still have dust off the pipes a time or two since he's moving up here.
Well, I don't have a full-time job yet, so
so he is available. Yeah.
Well, like I said, the utmost respect, especially when you talk about, you know, the first-class nature in which he went about representing Emporia State. And obviously his game calls are terrific. But this is a guy that is an icon within that athletic department and that fan base. And, you know, we're really lucky to have had him on the call. I think anybody that does anything that long has to be very good at it. But he's exceptional at it. So I hope fans realize just what a great pleasure it's been to get to have him represent the Hornets for that long. And like I said, coming up here in our own backyard, I'm sure there'll be opportunities here and there. So hopefully he doesn't get too comfortable in retirement and you know, he's not on the golf course too much, because we might have to pull him off of there at a moment's notice.
I'd have to go to the golf course to work on my golf game before I get on the golf course.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great.
Well, since we got you on the phone, KU football just around the corner. Media days just held the last couple weeks. Sounds like excitement. I'm coming into Lawrence with the excitement pretty high for KU football.
Did we lose him?
We lost him.
We lost him.
We lost him.
I think we lost
him. Well,
that's
what you get for asking a question when you're not on the clock, Greg.
I mean, yep, we lost Brian. And but Brian, thank you for calling in. So, yeah, voice of the Jayhawks. You mentioned, some buzz around KU football, obviously, after last year, and hopefully.
Well, Greg, I think it would just be really cool. I mean, like, you've got a history with the women's basketball coach there. I mean, hey, maybe that's it. Maybe you get to call the Jayhawks when they go to the NCAA tournament this year. There you go.
Well,
I know good. Somebody, but still.
Yeah,
you got contacts.
Yeah, the KU women's voice, he does a really good job himself. He's got a little bit of lineage behind him, Stephen Davis, son of Bob Davis. And
I can remember Stephen running around Allen Fieldhouse as a little kid.
Man. Well, Jesse did a good enough job of making us feel old.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we really appreciate that. Sure glad he threw those kind words in. So, we have one more break to take. We might as well go and get that in now, and then we can just take this thing down the home stretch. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, again driven by LombineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means hitting the road for those fun summer activities. And it also means summer savings on the right vehicle for you. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cabs. And we have new Chevy models arriving daily, so we'll have the right one for you. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models in stock. We have pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models ready for those summer family adventures. And remember, Longvine Auto Certified Service will help keep you keep your travel plans and your vehicle in top condition, too. So, for summer savings, right now, come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24-7 at longvineautoplaza.com. Chevy, find new roads. 1,750 consumer cash, 1,250 trade allowance, 1,000 Chevy select bonus, plus TTNL, rebates assigned to dealer.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk. Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood, Greg Ray, Don Wiest, all in studio as we pay tribute to Greg. We've heard some from wonderful folks here this morning. And Greg and Don mentioned while we were off the air, really haven't heard from you in terms of your memories. What are some of the highlights you're going to recall as you look back on this 35-year career?
Yeah, and there are a lot of really good memories. But some of them, I'll start with some memorable moments. First two are from basketball, men's basketball. Men are playing at Missouri Rolla. We win the opening tip, and Ronnie Frierson scores the first basket. Unfortunately, he scores it for Missouri Rolla.
I remember that now.
And Coach, I was mentioning that when Coach Slay was around. He goes, "Yeah," and we lost that game in overtime. And then another memory at men's basketball. We're at Southwest Baptist, and Sean Robbins is saving a ball from going out of bounds. He goes behind the bench. He goes behind his back with a pass. It goes in the basket for Southwest Baptist.
Did a lot of great scoring for the older teams.
Yeah. And that was a shot that made ESPN, and J.D. Campbell sent that one in as a shot. And it's just some of those memorable things. And from individual performances, you know, of course, all the accomplishments that Brian Shea had. But the one personal individual effort that I kind of remember the most, this was in 88 or 89. I think it was 89. We're playing at Adams State. It was a high-scoring affair.
In football.
And Mike Birch, who was the quarterback at the time, virtually single-handedly carried Emporia State to that victory. And they eventually went on to play in the national championship game in 89, taking on Carson Newman in Tennessee when it was 20 degrees outside, and they were practicing a day or two beforehand, and Coach Kramer's out there with no shirt on showing up. But, you know, there's a lot of those type of stories, but that particular individual effort by Mike Birch, I just remember it because if it weren't for his efforts, Emporia State would not have. And the other thing I remember out that is I made that trip out there on the fan bus. And at that time, people could still smoke on buses.
Yeah.
That was not a fun bus. That was not a
pleasant trip.
Not a pleasant trip.
That wasn't quite as nice as when you got on the charter to go to Winona State or Mankato or those.
Or even Duluth. Yeah, that you found out in a hurry with some of those trips that how, this is the way to travel. If you can travel charter. Because you're in, you're out, and it's slick, and you don't have to go. You still have to go through TSA, but it's not as you don't have to wait in line as long.
I really can't believe that you would rather hop on a plane and go 600 miles in a couple hours rather than get behind the wheel with me and drive to Tahlequah, Oklahoma for 4.5 hours. Come on,
no kidding. No
to be
kidding.
Honest, I'll take the charter. Quick there, quick back.
Yeah. So what were some of your favorite venues? I mean, in terms of places to go call games.
Of course, number one would be Wide Auditorium.
Sure. Maybe I should by saying other than.
On the road, I didn't mind going to Fort Hays. And a lot of the places that I mentioned, we go there is because it was East setup, and I knew I wouldn't have a whole lot of problems once I got there. There have been some places where you go and you're keeping your fingers crossed. Okay, is this going to work, or is that going to work?
So you're saying that going to Southwest Baptist for a football game was not one of your favorite places?
That would definitely be at the top of the list.
Or Tahlequah?
Tahlequah's not too bad.
Tahlequah basketball is okay.
Well, I was meaning about football.
Football, the only – what makes that one a challenge is that you've got to climb the Matterhorn to get to the press box, and it's almost as steep. Making that walk up there, it's almost like it's not quite a 90-degree angle, but it's pretty darn close. And it's a long way up there. They don't have an elevator up there, and they have to do some ADA improvements before that place becomes viable again. But they say there are plans for a new press box there, and I hope they do get it. But, football stadiums, there are a lot of nice football stadiums. Central Missouri, Northwest Missouri State, you hate to say it, but Washburn's football press box is a pretty nice press box. But I can still remember in the early years where we would go to Central Missouri, go to Northwest Missouri State, and they were cracker boxes, and you'd have to climb through this door to get to that room. And at Washburn, it was the old trailer part or trailer that was parked on top of stilts, and before they built their new one. And there have been iconic places that we've broadcast games from. Even the east side of Welch Stadium, it had a lot of space. But I'll remember some of the early games before they moved the light poles behind the stadium, where you had to kind of dodge around the light poles.
Contort your body to try to see something.
Yeah, and then the lighting wasn't the best, so you had to squint your eyes sometimes. Okay, where are they at down there? it's good to see all those improvements that have taken place there. Like in the Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home.
Yeah, right, and absolutely.
Right now, Welch Stadium, wide auditorium, even out at the Trussler Sports Complex, Emporia State, as far as broadcast facilities from a broadcaster standpoint, those are all really good facilities to broadcast from. You have good points of view. The thing that I like about wide auditorium is you're not right there on the floor. You're high enough up that you can get a good view of what's going on the floor, and you're not so far away that you've got to take the binoculars with you. when we first started doing games at Central Missouri, they had a press box that was way up there, and you had to do it. And same at Fort Hays, they had a press box that was up above, and you almost had to have the binoculars to watch a basketball game. But, those are some of the things that we'll – talk about with some of my fellow broadcasting brethren when I get an opportunity, the great places to go to and not go to, for that matter. But virtually every place that we go to in the MIAA, we've had some issues at some places, but for the most part, everybody does what they can to help you out and make sure you get on the air. And that's what I've appreciated from everybody in the conference and everywhere we go, even in non-conference play. Broadcasting games from Allen Fieldhouse, iconic place to broadcast a game. Bramlage Coliseum, Kansas State. Also, of course, Coke Arena down at Wichita State. Done a game from the new arena for Gonzaga. Had a privilege to do a game from there. Texas A&M. Did a game from there. Of course, Henry Iba Arena, or Gallagher Arena, down at Oklahoma State. Lloyd Noble Center this past year for women's basketball at Oklahoma.
Convention Center at Notre Dame.
Iowa State. Did a men's basketball game from Iowa State. So I've been to a lot of iconic Division I basketball arenas as well, and it has definitely been a joy.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for all you've done, and it's been a pleasure getting to work with you this last year since I joined KVOE, and and I listened to you quite a bit when I was a youngster, and of course with Dan being my age, you know, that's how I kind of met you, and then of course with Megan being 2 years younger than both of us, but you were someone that I looked up to, and I'm fortunate enough I got to meet you. And of course, when I worked at the Gazette, we always tag team a lot of interviews, and Don, it's funny to know that I actually got to go on a trip with you and Greg to Columbia, Missouri in 2017 for that exhibition game.
Yeah, and I forgot about
Columbia. It's easy to do.
I often forget about Columbia.
but you're definitely going to be missed. And things are going to be in good hands here with Blake coming in, and of course with me still doing Emporia High stuff. And I know Monday morning's going to come around, and
yeah, you're the one that gets up at
I'm going to be getting up for at least a couple of weeks. But thanks for making an impact in my life. And, you got to see me grow a little bit. When I did the stuff with eVision, and, with Dan being a part of that too. And I just felt like how I got my start, and then of course went on from there. And then of course was trying to find a radio gig, out of college. And then it landed me at the Gazette, and then ventured out to Salina, and then was fortunate enough to come back. And you've taught me a lot in this last year, and I thank you for everything you've taught me and shown me, and hopefully I can carry that on and learn some more things along the way.
Well, thanks. I appreciate those kind words, and keep your nose to the grindstone.
Try to do my best, Greg, thanks for everything you've done.
It's been my pleasure.
Well, and Greg, thanks again from the entire athletic department. This goes back, like you say, back 35 years of doing it, and you talked about all those facilities that we have that are really nice. Well, if we've got the best announcer, we better have the nicest facilities too. So,
yeah, and Greg, 35 years you and I have worked together. Yeah. It's going to be really weird walking in here on Monday and several weeks thereafter and not have you around. But it's been an honor and a privilege. I was glad to have worked with you. And, man, just best of luck to you and Bernie and as you begin your next journey. And obviously don't be a stranger. Come back and visit every so often. And just enjoy your next phase of life, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it has been – as I've been saying a lot this week, it has been my pleasure to be in this place doing what I've been doing for the past almost now 36 years. And I don't know if I had a roadmap or game plan, but I knew I wanted to work in broadcasting. I knew I wanted to be a sports broadcaster, be a sports director at a radio station, and following the footsteps of some people that I had great respect for, and I was able to do that. And I just hope that I was able to bring some happiness and some joy to people's lives and kept them entertained and kept them informed, probably more importantly informed than it may be entertained. but it has been my pleasure, and the old adage, time flies when you're having fun. I always like to tell the story when I first started dating my wife, and I told her I was coming to Emporia, and she goes, "You want me to go with you?" I said, "Well, you're not."
That's the game plan.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. And we weren't married at that time, so she still had her options. And fortunately for her, she stuck with me the whole time and to my family and everything. But I told her, yeah, we'll go to Emporia, and we'll be there 5 years, and I'll be going somewhere else. And she kept asking, well, when's this 5 years up?
It's up. Time seven.
Dog years.
Steve Sauter made the comment in his Wednesday words. He told Byrne 3 to 5 years, and it actually meant 35.
Just put them both together.
There you go. But, it has been my pleasure, and I have been blessed to be able to get to know so many coaches, so many athletes, and so many parents along the way. You know, because I'm sitting here, here we are in June, and there have been so many summers where I've spent down at Soden's Grove talking with parents, you know, about their kids and about what else is going on and getting to know them. I've made so many friends, and I appreciate each and every one of those friendships and each and every one of those encounters that I've had with students, athletes, coaches, even those that were just random people I had a chance to interview, and especially thank all those I had a chance to work with and for. They've had a great impact on my life. There are so many to mention, and I'm afraid I'll forget somebody, but I'll just say a collective thank you to everyone.
Well, Greg, why don't you get us out of here?
Did you want to add anything?
No, anything,
Don? No. Okay. No. Oh, you were giving me the wrap-up sign.
Yeah, Greg, get us out of here. Yeah.
All right. That's it for now, and until next week when Tim and Dylan will be back here, this has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongmineAuto.com.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The last 19 days have been the 19 hottest days ever recorded on Earth. And ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore says much of that heat is being felt around the U.S.
Millions of Americans enduring record-setting temperatures. The searing heat waves ripple from coast to coast. 90 million people under heat alerts now stretching from California to Florida, with triple-digit temperatures across much of the Southwest. In Arizona, Phoenix soaring to 117 degrees, extending its record-shattering heat wave, now 22 straight days with heat at or above 110 degrees.
That heat expected to move into the Midwest in the early part of next week. This morning in Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, police officer Jake Wallen is being laid to rest. It's 8 days after he was shot and killed when a man opened fire on officers in the city. Friday, North Dakota's Attorney General Drew Wrigley said an investigation showed those officers were ambushed.
None of the officers even had so much as an opportunity to turn, to crouch, to grab for their service weapon. Nothing. It's that rapid. Drop.
Two other officers and a civilian were hurt. The suspect intended to inflict maximum damage. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Florida Friday criticizing the state's new Black History curriculum that critics say glosses over slavery.
I do believe this is not only about the state of Florida. There is a national agenda afoot.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has criticized those comments. President Biden elevated CIA Director Bill Burns to a cabinet position, praising Burns for giving, quote, clear, straightforward analysis. And actor Jamie Foxx speaking publicly for the first time in over 3 months.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody that's prayed, man, and sent me messages.
The Oscar winner sharing a video on Instagram for the first time since he was hospitalized with a still unexplained medical condition. You're listening to ABC News.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Find special savings on top brands like DeWalt. Right now, save $60 when you buy a DeWalt impact driver or drill for just $99 each. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members will earn 3 times the bonus points when shopping the Pro Zone. Shop in-store and online today. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. DeWalt offer valid 7/17 through 8/2. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid through 7/28. Subject to change.
President Biden met Friday with technology executives to discuss artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, one of Hollywood's most powerful directors said he's been sounding the AI alarm for decades.
I'll be back.
Director James Cameron has been thinking about where artificial intelligence could take us for decades.
I warned you guys in 1984.
His Terminator movies depicting a future where wars are fought by computer-controlled robots that can act many times faster than humans.
AI in a combat theater, the whole thing just being fought by the computers at a speed
that humans can no longer intercede. You have no ability to de-escalate.
Cameron fearing that AI would not step back as humans might from the brink of nuclear war. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nuclear weapons, one major box office topic this weekend. The other big movie at the box office, about Barbie. So far, they're doing well.
Why are these men looking at me?
Everyone is looking at Barbie. The Greta Gerwig-directed, Margot Robbie-starring film earned $22.3 million in Thursday night previews, the biggest number so far this year for a live-action film. And that's better than Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick a year ago. That film opened to more than $120 million in North America. Some predict Barbie can get to $150 million or more this weekend. As for Barbie's evil twin brother, Oppenheimer,
we're in a race against the Nazis.
It hit a very strong $10.5 million Thursday night. This could be the best box office weekend of the year in total dollars.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. This is ABC News.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
You're listening to KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM live and local. It's time now for a check of the KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. For today, we do have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny, high near 89, while tonight a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m., partly cloudy, low of around 65. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, high near 94. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, and low of around 71.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
Here currently at the KBO studios, we do have a south wind of about 3 miles an hour. Humidity right now is sitting at 74%, and barometric pressure is at 30.07. It's sunny and 73 degrees here at KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. Coming up now, let's check in with Tegan Trahoon at the Emporia Farmers Market.
Good morning once again, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, Mix 104.9. I'm Tegan Trahoon, still out here at the Emporia Farmers Market at 7th and Merchant here in downtown Emporia. The annual homegrown celebration still ongoing out here. There's plenty of watermelon for you to definitely try out, despite the best efforts of our eaters to try and take it all away. But definitely a fun time out here with the annual ESB Financial Watermelon Contest. Spitting, rolling, eating, anything you could imagine. And, well, we have the man that makes it all possible here with us now, the president and CEO of ESB Financial, the one and only Michael Black. Michael, thank you first and foremost for joining us. And this is always such a fun event. You know, can you just talk about why it's so important for ESB to be involved in something like this?
Yeah, you know, it's a wonderful event, and it's really not me that makes it happen. It's Team ESB. We've got a lot of people that really help and do a great job. But, you know, we do this because supporting your community is what we're about, and the community is what makes it happen. We like to come over here and see the kids get excited about it, and apparently the weather must be the driver today because we had a phenomenal turnout, so happy about that.
Well, you know, you talk about obviously supporting the community. You know, everything here at the farmers market, homegrown, literally, it's in the name there. It's a big requirement there. How important is it not only to support the community, but to support the local producers and the people that are growing the local produce that we put on our tables?
Oh, it's phenomenally important. And so, you know, the local producers, it's just wonderful to see them all out here and how much pride they take in growing the produce for us all to consume. And so, you know, Emporia is just a phenomenal community. I don't think we all always understand and how much our ag community means to us. And so, I mean, we have everything from homegrown meat to vegetables here. I mean, it's a wonderful scenario.
Talk about the importance and how we maybe always don't take it for, to give it the appreciation it deserves. So really, opportunities like this really allow us to put things in perspective.
Oh, it really does. I mean, you know, people walk down Main Street and you can see these businesses, but you don't always see all those gardens and people raising their cattle and the produce out in the Flint Hills. It's a wonderful scenario, and that's what